T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, Malzy.
Hey, Pony.
How old's your buddy Joe Biden?
Like 78.
78?
Wait, who said he's my buddy?
Joe Biden. Who's what? What was that?
You don't remember? Craig, get on the air right now.
What the hell was that?
Craig, get on the air right now. You remember that one congressman from Ohio who was running unopposed, so he just decided to spend all his money with attack ads saying, I'm going to investigate Joe Biden's connection to the Ukraine.
That was
that guy.
That guy. Okay. So Biden, your buddy Joe Biden is 78. Craig, how old is Bruce Arians?
68.
Okay. Twice retired Bruce Arians, no less.
Scare quotes around retired, of course.
Yeah, depending on who you ask.
So
retired.
I was just thinking about this because we have a big story here with Marquise Pouncey. Now another outlet in town, another reporter, Jerry Dulac, who usually gets things right from the Steelers, saying that Pouncey's going to retire. And, okay, that's two now. Dale Lally first, although they tried to backtrack that a little bit. And now Jerry Dulac saying the same thing. Two people that get paychecks from the Steelers, right? I'm not making that up. Two guys that do stuff on their network. I mean, somebody could always text me and tell me that I'm wrong about that, that they get it through.
Well, somebody could, if they told you they were wrong, it would be that, yeah, like there's a middleman and technically he's not paid. They're not paid by the team, but they actually are.
Okay.
One of those.
So those are pretty reliable sources, I would say. But here comes this morning on Pouncey's future. Here comes the reimagined Jim Colony.
Uh-oh.
And I bring up Biden, 78, and I bring up Bruce Arians on his way to a Super Bowl at 68, and I wonder, has Colony stumbled into this next chapter of his career that is going to make him an even bigger name than he already is? Because I'm going to play you some audio here of Colony beating back, is it Bush's? Do you beat Bush's back? Do you beating down the doors? Is it what do reporters do? Do they beat back Bush's, Chris? What? Give me some.
Wouldn't it be like?
Give me some reporter
like muckraking or something like that.
No, this is not yellow journalism. This is not tabloid.
Oh yeah,
you're right. This is
it's taken on the feel of tabloid journalism with all the people opining about Pouncey. But I get your point here. No, you know what? It would be doing a lot of boots on the ground journalism.
Boots on the ground journalism, Colony. Or I guess in this case, you know,
shoe leather journalism. A lot of shoe leather journalism.
I guess skis on the ground because he's off and he's at Seven Springs right now. But even on his vacation, he is getting scoops. That's how big of a move it was by 93.7 The Fan. Instead of giving him 6 minutes an hour with updates and have him tell you what time Robert Morris plays UIC, three times an hour. We're going to take Colony, and we are going to put him into his element. Right? Which is
Jim Scoops Colony.
Which is the only guy in town who Antonio Brown seems to like.
Always had a great relationship with Pouncey.
Pouncey used to ask for his wife's cookies. I mean,
Correct.
He has great interpersonal relationship skills. So I think he's got a future as a reporter here. He's 65. I think he's got a lot of years left as somebody. Bouchette's getting closer and closer to retirement because Bouchette has made so much money that he can pretty much retire. Colony has not made that money. But here is a chance for Jim, I think, to make up for lost time in this new role. Craig, thoughts? I mean, Ed has said willingly and openly that he's trying to scale back. So there is a void there that needs filled. And why can't Colony, based on all the connections he's made in that Steelers locker room over the years, why can't he be the guy who steps into that spotlight now?
Don't you think he's already started to try and do that, given those little like nuggets he'd give us? Like, I don't know if I should say this, but he's trying to make the name.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, Jay Glazer did this, Chris, as much as it pains me to say it. He sidled up to these athletes.
Well, I think Jay Glazer had real access, though. Like, the rest of them are guys, with apologies to all the people I could name here but won't, a lot of these guys who make a lot of money at a lot of these outlets to get scoops, right? The scoops journalists, the access journalists, they get it because of sort of a buddy-buddy relationship between network and league. Jay Glazer actually went in there, blood, sweat, and tears, literally, because he'd fight these guys or train these guys in the octagon, probably got a couple shiners for his trouble, and earned their respect the old-fashioned way. I know that he didn't train enough to beat you in a fight because you'd go, wham, pow, right in the kisser. But he did it the old-fashioned way.
If I got the first punch in, I would beat him. But that's not the point of the conversation we're trying to have. And I don't think that Jim is going to become, you know, the best Steelers beat man because he challenges Stephon Tuitt to, you know, acts of physical strength. Like, I don't think that that's his way in. But I can already sense in the few months he's been on the job that he has made incredible progress, and he's already getting reports and he's getting information that we've never seen before at this station from one man, Craig. We've had to buy that information from Bouchette. Now we're getting it from our own guy in Colony.
Money well spent on our
end. Absolutely. And so everyone is saying Pouncey's done. Dulac, Lolly. Now here comes Colony, Chris. He's off today. He texts the morning show and says, I have a huge story. You need to put me on the air right now.
Mm-hmm.
How about that move? I don't care what you guys have scheduled right now. You're putting me on the air.
I mean, it's a power move. It's a move you can pull when you're Jim Colony.
From a producer standpoint, if I got that text from Jim right now, he'd be on with us.
So he goes on the air today and says, this is what you really need to know about Marquise Pouncey's future.
It's my information that Pouncey's done, and that this is it, you know, as he put it, barring a change of heart. But apparently that change of heart could come in the form of a plea from a certain quarterback telling him to not retire. You know, as much of a story Pouncey's future would be, that's more telling to me if the quarterback is telling his center, don't retire, have that change of heart, don't retire. Guess what that means for the quarterback? That means he intends to come back.
Full disclosure, one of my sources, and my sources are always cultivated in the way like a truly bad journalist does. It's just, you know, hearsay from people I trust, but like not cultivated sources in the traditional sense.
I don't even know what that means, Craig.
It's like
you
I hear a thing
that,
from
Craig.
It's I've like got I no hear a thing. Of that.
I hear a thing from a person I trust who may or may not be in the media, who has like much better intel than I do, but it's not like sourced in the traditional manner.
Okay,
is my point.
This is how I read that. You are saying these reporters would not go and report this on their own, but they would tell me, and then I'm just a talk show host, so I feel comfortable then repeating
these things
on the air.
Kind of. I mean, I got my big Charlie Morton scoop because of like a personal trainer who worked with whatever. Anyway, neither here nor there. I've heard he's done, and that it's just like dragging out here. And man, I would imagine Roethlisberger coming back has already been fait accompli. I think Jim makes a good inference there, but I don't know about you guys. I have assumed Roethlisberger was coming back unless they cut him this entire time. I thought one of the single least likely outcomes of this offseason, this post-mortem period, was Ben Roethlisberger preying on it for a while and then saying, no, I'll leave that $19 million on the table. It's time. Come on. That was ever going to happen, whether Pouncey retired or not.
The big story in this is easy for me to see. It's that, okay, yeah, Ben's, you know, I got like all, no matter what gets said on the outside, within Steelers headquarters, they still squint and see a quarterback that can help them win a championship, or they don't have the balls to tell him his time is up. One or the other, okay? Now, the other part of this that is so frustrating for me is if Jim's right, and why wouldn't he be right, okay? Why wouldn't Colony Craig, why would we try to discredit his sources? Who are we to go after the reimagined Jim on this?
If he says it, I pretty much believe
Gospel.
It
Gospel. Is that how you take it?
Yep.
This isn't like the one time he told the other reporter at his old station, Russ Grimm is going to be the next coach, and that guy ran with it and then got blamed for it, but that's a story for another day. Should I have said that out loud? Oh, well, it's too late to dump it, Chris. Whatever. Anyways.
Sorry, I had to turn my mic off. We had an invasion of my home office here.
Day one, back from vacation, segment one, you're already taking breaks in the middle of the...
No, I mean, I didn't want you to do your usual thing where, like, you know, you point out the fact that you can hear a small voice in the background or something like that.
Okay. Wow. All right.
Anyways,
yes, let's just try to go...
So you don't know if you should have just dimed out one of Jim's...
We're getting off track here.
When were we on track?
In true Colony fashion, we can't get on track in this segment. In this ode to him, because I'm trying to build him up as one of our... You go to our website and you listen for Jim, for his information. Mm-hmm. Him saying...
Tremendous information.
That Pouncey is done unless Ben talks him out of it, says that Ben is back, and not only is Ben able to tell the Steelers I'm back, and they say, okay, great, he also has the power within the organization to say, oh, and I want the center back too. And if the center says, sure, Ben, I'll do it one more time for you, then the Steelers just say, all right, great. As if... The Steelers, like, if Pouncey came to the Steelers and said, this is if I were in Art Rooney's shoes or in Kevin Colbert's shoes, if he came back and called them today and said, you know what, Ben tucked me out of retirement, I think I'd like to play this year, I would say, oh, that's great, too bad, we don't want to pay you the $14 million cap hit. Ben can say all he wants, but we don't think you're good enough to be our starting center anymore. What I'm saying is, why does Ben's opinion matter here?
I'm surprised you're the one saying that. I mean, you have been more of a defender of his for a long time. You've gotten hip to the correct take on this right now, which is that he needs to be done. They have one of the biggest sins of their front office for years has been the fact that they have allowed themselves to be beholden to and controlled by in a lot of ways and have their shots called for them by a quarterback who hasn't won jack squat since 2009. Hasn't won anything of significance, and they've treated him like he's Tom Brady, when he's a pale imitation of Brady in every single conceivable way. They might both end up in Canton someday. They will both end up in Canton, but one's a Hall of Famer, and one is just in the Hall of Fame. And they have let that guy run their stuff and not gotten any results. It's like going to a financial planner or something, handing them over a lot of your money, hard-earned money, giving them more or less full control. And year after year, they don't give you any kind of ROI. It just kind of sits there stalled and neutral. They don't lose it all for you, but they don't gain you anything. Mm-hmm. And year after year, you continually say, no, you can have my business. You tell us what you're going to do with our money. Come on. That's ridiculous. They are in complete denial as an organization about two things. His eroding skills and inability to lead them to a Super Bowl, and the fact that their window, as a consequence of part one of that, is shut. But they continue to not have the gumption to tell him what they need to tell
okay,
him.
Okay, I'm with most of that. I think I could understand, though, how there would be more sentimentality for a quarterback that's won you two Super Bowls, and it's hard to tell him when he's done. What, to me, I hope isn't true, but I trust Jim's reporting, is that almost the same kind of feelings get applied to the center. You know what, guys? I had a change of heart. I do think I want to play this year. Oh, great, Marquise. We're happy to have you back. Like, he doesn't... If Ben doesn't deserve that...
Marquise Pouncey hasn't been able to snap the football for two seasons.
That's what I mean. Like, Jim makes it sound like the only thing that is keeping Pouncey from coming back to the Steelers next year is if Ben can talk him out of retirement. When the real thing is... The real question should be, even if the guy is begging the Steelers, even if he rings Art Rooney's doorbell at 5 a.m. every morning with coffee and donuts and is
holds
saying,
a boombox like and say anything.
Please, yeah. Please let me back. I would still say to him, no. Craig, am I off my rocker here? I think both guys are definitely done. But I think even more.
Pouncey's more done.
Craig, do you agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, Pro Football Focus has been telling us for how long he's a bad center.
When was the last time he was a great center? Not a good center, not a solid center, not average, not like acceptable. When was the last time he's great? Because I have a pretty obvious year in my head.
So does Lennox. I don't know. It's hard for me to do that with
2004.
Him,
it's easy. It's easy. 2004. 2014. 2014, excuse me. Okay. Last time he was a first-team All-Pro.
Yeah,
he's, by the way, only been a first-team All-Pro twice, and that was, 6 years ago.
I haven't felt like Pouncey was a great center in a couple of years, for sure. Not this year, not last year.
He's been
probably
on the decline.
The
he had that.
That
he lost that whole season, basically, to an injury, and then he came back the next year and had that All-Pro nod in 14, I guess it was. Mm-hmm. But I think that injury took a toll on him that wasn't immediately felt. And I think he has aged very poorly as a result and has gone off a cliff rather quickly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.